Now it is in that state, as a part of our super school program, in which you do not live merely in thinking, but also striving to arrive at experience. It is that exercise which you are going to do while studying it. So let us start now. It starts by saying that everything in the world is in motion. Whether it is small or it is big, everything in the world is in motion. Everything is a complex structure. Such a complex structure that it is like a dwelling house. Everything in the world is a complex structure in motion, constantly in motion, and yet capable of becoming a dwelling house, to become a habitation. Now you will see that each one of these statements is a drastic statement. It is true that many things we see in motion, but everything we do not see in motion. This chair, this table which is before me, is stable, it's not in motion. This flower pot is not moving, it is stable. My chair is stable, we are all stable at present, sitting quietly. And yet Upanishad says, everything, we are in motion. You know, at one time it was thought that even though everything is in motion, there is one thing which is not in motion, and that is atom. You go to the atom, the smallest particle of matter, you cut this matter into small pieces and go into smaller pieces and yet smaller pieces and yet smaller pieces. Right up to the end you come to a small atom which remains the same. It is not in motion. But during the last 100 years and more, now physicists have said that even this atom is not stable. What the Upanishad said 5,000 years ago is now proved only about 150 years ago, that this atom is not stable. It is also in constant motion. It has been found that what we call atom is largely hollow. That which seems to be so solid is not really so solid. It is largely hollow. In that hollowness, there are sparks. These sparks are constantly in motion. They call it electricity. There is electricity which is in motion. And these are also in a certain organizational manner. As Upanishad says, everything in the world has a complex structure, therefore fit for habitation. Something can become fit for habitation only if there is a structure. If there is some regular structure. So when you go to the atom, you find there is a regular structure in it. There is a central point which is called nucleus, and there are protons and electrons. The positive charges and negative charges. And electrons are constantly rotating around the nucleus. This is the minimum. And afterwards they found that there are hundreds of such particles, not only one or two or three. And as you go deeper and deeper, you find still further. So imagine when Upanishad said that everything in the world, even the smallest, the microcosm even, microcosm is that which is smallest, smaller than smallest, is microcosm. Macrocosm is that which is higher than highest, is macrocosm. So whether you take the whole world, the whole universe, the largest body or bodies, or you take the smallest, everything is in motion. Now this is the first statement to be understood from this Upanishad, that it states that everything in the world is in motion. Secondly, that this thing which you call thing that is in motion has a complex structure. Such a complex structure that it can become a place for habitation. It can be a dwelling place. Dwelling place of whom? Of what? By whom? And that is the first statement. The first word of this Upanishad says, it is the habitation of Isha. What is Isha? This is a Sanskrit word which you must learn. There are many things which you did not learn in Sanskrit, but this is the one word which you must learn, because the whole Upanishad is named after this word, Isha. This Upanishad is called Isha Upanishad. Isha Upanishad. Isha Upanishad. So what is the meaning of the word Isha? Isha comes from the verb called ish. Ish is to rule. Therefore, Isha is a ruler. So all this world, whether it is small or big, is a structure which is in motion, and it is meant for the habitation by the Lord, by the ruler. So now you have a first concept here of the ruler. It is a word which corresponds to nothing which we see in the world. That which is motion we can to some extent see. But this word Isha refers to something which is not visible at all to us, to our senses. Therefore, this is the one word on which we should contemplate and try to experience, because there is nothing in our experience now which can say, I've experienced the Lord, or there is a ruler. In fact, we don't find ruler at all anywhere. We find the whole world flat. The word Isha is one of the most important words in the Upanishads. Now, we shall come back to this idea of Isha, because the whole of the Upanishad is full of Isha. So we shall come back again and again to it. But we may move forward. It's the first sentence. All that is in the world and the world itself, whether small or big, is in constant motion, and it is meant for habitation by the Lord. Now the second statement looks like a jump, giant step. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha is Sanskrit's expression. One of the most famous sentences in Sanskrit is this expression, tena tyaktena bunjitaha. It says, all this is not only for habitation by the Lord, it is also meant for enjoyment. All this is for enjoyment.